So try to come up with something swinging and appropriate for our Eats and Beats segment this week. And so I found this tune called Hoagie Meat by, by the great Benny Green on the piano. And Darby Donahue was here from Good Foods, a full catering door-to-door service. Darby, welcome to our brand new home here in 21st and Arapaho at KUBO.
Yeah, this is beautiful.
Yeah.
Been here only a couple times, but this is the first time behind a microphone.
Yeah, yeah. But we go way
yeah,
back.
Yeah, we go way
Whoa,
back.
Whoa, watch out.
Watch out. We could spend the next half an hour talking about that. Man, you have been in the food business since, since you were in high school, basically.
Well, actually, junior high.
Junior high.
Started
oh,
off
my
setting
God.
Tables at a Colorado Mine Company
my
in,
goodness,
the, in
yeah.
the late 70s.
Yeah.
That didn't ruin it for you?
No, because, I think we were in the seventh grade, and there were some cute girls that drug a friend of mine, Dean Campbell, and I to go help set tables. And it was fun. We had a good time.
Yeah.
And that pulled you into the restaurant business for a career?
Yes, I really had no idea. And then I just kind of stayed in those type of jobs all through high school and then into my young adulthood.
Yeah, well, you have to have a passion for it to have not just survive but thrive as well, because you've had some successful companies, and you've also, in the hard times, rolled up your sleeve and helped others as well.
During COVID, I ran a door-to-door home soup delivery business, and it started off with serving a church community and their at-risk patrons, people that couldn't get out. So
like a soup kitchen.
I was a soup kitchen for sure.
Wow.
And it was wonderful.
But on the road, delivering.
Yeah, I delivered. I'd make the soup once a week. I did that for about a year and a half, and I went 8 months without making the same soup twice. I just was trying to see how long I could go making two soups a week, and it was a lot. It was a challenge and a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it's just amazing the time trade off with chopping, and then simmering it all together, and then serving it. It seems like it's all chopping to me.
You know what? It's more chopping than anything, and then you chop, and then you put it all together, and it just turns into a wonderful meal.
Darby Donahue from GoodFoodsCatering.com, one of our servers at Live at the Vineyard, Saturday, August 12th. The difference between catering and restaurant work is it's all kitchen, and then you just get it to the place.
It's quite the process. First we do all the chopping and to get things, going. And then what we do is we get things about halfway ready and cool it back down so we can transport it safely. And then when we get to wherever we're doing the party, we kind of set up a makeshift kitchen and we finish off the food there and put it out hot and fresh, like you would get it in a restaurant. But getting it, delivering, and making sure the timing's right, and it's a challenge. But I love it because I've been doing it for 38 years, so I better love it, right?
Yeah, this conversation we were having, getting reacquainted with one another. You mentioned that. Yeah, I started the same day KUBO started, 38 years ago, and about August 29th of 1985, somewhere in there.
Yeah, I we opened our doors. I had a little sandwich shop when I was 19 in Cherry Creek North, and we opened our doors in April of 85.
Wow.
And Tina is a good friend of mine, and we would always joke around about that we had the same anniversaries.
Yes.
First it was 10 years, and 20 years, then 30 years, and now we're coming up on 40 years. I can't. Yeah, that's a long time.
So Good Foods came along recently. How long have you been with Good Foods?
It was founded just coming out of COVID. And a few of my old catering customers, I had a big catering company for 35 years. One of the second largest in the state. And I got out of that in 2015 and did some consulting. And I always kept a little kitchen. And during COVID, we started making soup. And then just as it started to ease up that May, about a year and a half in, some of my old customers called up and asked if I'd do some parties for them.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, sure, I got this kitchen. I'm not doing anything. I'm making soup.
You say little kitchen. How little was this
little
kitchen?
It was pretty little. It was maybe, I would say, two times the size of the studio that we're in.
So a couple of stoves.
Stoves and a couple coolers. And, and I stayed there for almost a year.
Wow.
And I think I stressed out the church folks because we started to get really busy, and then I moved into a more regular setting in Glendale.
Well, we're really happy that that you're back in the swing of things and are going to participate in Balestrieri Live at the Vineyards this year, you and many other servers as well.
Yeah, it's wonderful. We did it last year, and back up just a little bit. My stepmother, while I was growing up, was from Louisiana, and she was a great Southern cook. So I grew up with, with red beans and rice, jambalaya, pan skillet biscuits, just yummy, etouffee, wonderful dishes. And I was always curious how she would make it. And so she taught me how to make all these dishes when I was just a kid. I was in high school and junior high, and I was always be next to her in the kitchen. Yeah. And so last year we did red beans and rice with andouille sausage, and this year I'm going to make a wonderful jambalaya dish.
Okay, we just sold another 10 tickets.
That's what we like. Yeah, it's wonderful. It's out of this world, and it's if you like Southern cooking with a kind of a smooth, smoky taste to it, you'll love the jambalaya. And jambalaya is like a Cajun stew that you really take almost any kind of protein you can find and combine it with a rich tomato broth different peppers and onions. And so we put crab, ham.
And andouille sausage.
Chicken, shrimp, all kinds of yummy stuff. And really whatever fresh seafood you have around, you can throw that in there as well.
He goes right by and says some peppers, but he's not telling us which peppers. There's all kinds of secret balances of the ingredients there.
Well, bell peppers are the main pepper that goes into that, and most of the time they would use green, but I like to mix in a few red and yellow as well.
I love red peppers.
I do too. One of my staff goes, Darby, you've always put red peppers in everything. Cool it on the peppers. I go, but they taste so good. I can't help myself.
Yeah. All right. Darby Donahue with GoodFoodsCatering.com. And do you have a truck? You work on a table here when you come out to Live at the Vineyards?
I bring it in a truck.
Okay.
I get everything ready at my kitchen, and then I come out, bring big stock pots full of jambalaya, and we do some rice, and we serve up a really nice plate of rice and jambalaya, and then we usually finish it off with some type of bread product. I'll either do a buttermilk biscuit or a crusty French baguette.
Okay, well, for you regulars.
Are you getting hungry yet?
Yeah. Mission accomplished. Yeah.
I know I am. I can eat jambalaya in the morning.
Yeah, look, if you're just joining us, the dish you just described will be available at Balestrieri Vineyards on the 12th of August for KUVO's signature fundraising event featuring the Count Basie Orchestra. And you can get all the details online at kuvo.org. We do have a few tickets left for this event. We've been doing this for 18 years, and it gets better every year. And part of the experience is obviously the food.
We love being there. I was there in the early days. I think it the first year you were open.
Really small crowd, too. We had like 300-400 people, I think.
Yeah, and now I think you have 700 or 800 people.
Well, we have over 1,000,
actually.
Over
1,000, wow. So, I knew I made a lot of red beans and rice last year. I better make an extra pot.
It's Darby Donahue from GoodFoodsCatering.com. He's got more up his sleeve, and he's going to share some of that at Live at the Vineyard Saturday, August 12th. Details at the website, kuvo.org. And thank you for making us hungry this morning.
Telling
some good food stories.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. I love being here.
Good to see you, Darby. We'll see you soon, too, in a few weeks.
You guys keep pumping out the great jazz.
We will. And this one here, in honor of Darby being here, we're going to play a tune I haven't played in years. It's called Hungry Man. Here's Giacomo Gates. This is an old Bobby Troup song, the guy who wrote Route 66. You know, he's a traveler, so when you're traveling, when you're driving, you're thinking about where you're going to eat. Hungry Man, Giacomo Gates on Kubo Jazz.
It's obvious that Bobby Troup had love of travel, as he wrote a very famous tune called Route 66, or Route 66. Well, he was also very fond of fine food.